Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it, a three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Welcome into our Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this Thursday?
Doing great. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. You're staying a busy guy. You were busy with basketball on Tuesday. Now you switch over to football on Saturday, and you welcome in the Texas Longhorns to Iowa State. Texas Longhorns ranked 19th in the nation. Iowa State, of course, coming off I don't know if you call it a disappointing loss, John. Obviously, you want to beat Oklahoma, but you know they're ninth ranked in the nation. And in a game, they were down by three touchdowns to come back and almost win that thing, 42-41, the final in that one. Had to be a good feeling, I'm sure, for Iowa State to at least know that they had a chance to be in that game.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not surprised that Iowa State was in the game. It's always disappointing when you get beat, but... Mm-hmm. You know, the resilience that that group showed to come back from three touchdowns down on a couple of occasions, you know, and particularly, you know, you start the fourth quarter, you're down 21. Now, they scored on the first play of the fourth quarter, so that is a little deceiving. But, I mean, they just keep plugging. This team, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are. They have a lead if they're behind. Whatever the case may be, they are going to keep playing hard. And, you know, Brock Heward even commented, I was rewatching the game last night on TV, and, you know, color analyst, he made that point as well, that team plays hard all the time. And you appreciate about those guys, and sometimes it's good enough to win, and sometimes it isn't, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, but you sure don't walk away feeling like you got cheated as a fan when you see that kind of effort. So, proud of those guys. Bummed for them that it fell just short, but just a great football game and a great, great effort by Iowa State.
You know, the other real quick thing I saw was, you know, Brock Purdy, man, sometimes he really hurts his team, and then sometimes he really helps his team, because at the end of it, you kind of look back and you think, well, without Brock Purdy, they probably weren't in that situation.
No doubt. He's had a phenomenal season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the times when he's hurt the team, it's only because he's trying so hard to do something to help them. You know, mm-hmm. And then those times have been few and far between. I mean, I think if you look at this season as a whole, you know, he's already approaching the single season total yardage record, the passing yardage record. He already has the single season record for touchdown passes with 20. I mean, he's having an incredible, incredible season. And, mm-hmm. You know, and just a sophomore, and that's the thing you have to remember with him is that he's just a young player still. Really, and you know, that's the first time he's ever faced Oklahoma. You know, mm-hmm. and so for Brock, the learning continues. And I thought he was just really, really good, and showed a ton of grit in bringing Iowa State back. Made some incredible throws. I mean, the best throw he made all night was the one to Tariq Milton, rolling out to his right, threw it against his body, into it, double team Milton right on the money, put it right in there. He has made some throws like that this season that you just shake your head and go, wow. You know, I mean, he is really a good player. And so Iowa State's fortunate to have him. And you always feel good about your chances of winning. And I think that's why Matt Campbell went for two. In fact, he said that's why he's gone for two, is because he has so much faith in Brock Purdy to go make a play.
Mm-hmm.
And Brock,
he almost did.
He really put it in a great spot. I mean, Petway almost caught it. And, you can argue that there was pass interference there. You could also say, well, he probably should have gone to Kohler underneath, mm-hmm. which, you know, I think are both true. But he put the ball in a great spot where his guy had a chance to make the catch. And, again, if the thing happened all over again and it was the same set of circumstances, if it happened this week, I think Matt Campbell would probably do the same thing with Brock Purdy because he has so much faith in him.
This weekend, Iowa State welcomes in 19th-ranked Texas. This is a team that, in my opinion, has been really up and down this year. Texas has been really good, but they've also kind of played some games that made you kind of scratch your head when you look at them.
Well, I think the reason why is because they're so young. You know, I mean, and that's the problem for an Oklahoma or a Texas. They rarely redshirt guys because when they get guys, they're extremely talented. Mm-hmm. You know, they almost never miss on recruits. They get these high-level guys, and they play right away as true freshmen. And then a lot of times they'll play as a sophomore, and then a lot of times they're gone. You know, I mean, they're not there for the whole 4 years or 5 years. And I think some of that youth sometimes can come back to bite you, even though they're very talented players. You know, if you look at their defense, I think there's like one senior, two juniors. The rest are all sophomores and freshmen. And they've had some injuries on that side of the ball. But Sam Ehlinger is an outstanding quarterback, very, very talented. And his numbers, if you look at them, are almost identical to Brock Purdy. I mean, those guys are both having great, great years. So it's going to be a tremendous quarterback battle. And, mm-hmm. I mean, tickets as low as $40. If I was on the fence about coming to a game, I would come to this one because just to watch those two quarterbacks play, mm-hmm. like last week with Hurts and Purdy, you're going to get to see a great quarterback battle this week. But, yeah, Texas, you know, really good win last week over Kansas State, which was riding the momentum after beating Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very talented football team, just like they've always been. I'd say this about the matchup. There's been times where it's been a real physical mismatch between Texas and Iowa State because the guys they get on the defensive line can really run and are still huge. I mean, they got a 340-pound nose tackle that can move.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a freshman, you know. And but I think Iowa State's closed the gap a little bit. You know, this is the best offensive line that Iowa State's had in years, and I think they've closed the gap a little bit to where they now can go compete and have a chance to win if they execute. So I feel really good about this game. I'm excited about it, but Iowa State's going to have to play well to win it.
Yeah, they will. Pre-game show starts at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30 in Ames between Texas and Iowa State. Real quick, what's your thought on Baylor and Oklahoma? Who wins that game?
I think Oklahoma will. I know it's in Waco. I think Baylor's been living on borrowed time a little bit, you know, and, you know, it's funny if you look at Baylor's season and Iowa State season, how different things can be if the ball bounces your way a couple times because, mm-hmm. you know, Baylor is this close to being 5-4 and Iowa State's this close to being 9-0 and it's flipped, you know. They both scored almost an identical number of points, given up an identical number of points in conference play, mm-hmm. and here they are at opposite ends. So college football is a funny game, but Baylor, I think, is good. I think they're very good. But I think Oklahoma's better, and I think Hurts will have a big game, and Oklahoma will find a way to win that game down in Waco.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because whoever wins that game will have a leg up and an opportunity to go to the college football playoff if there is a chance to do that. Iowa State basketball is 2-0 on the season. A nice win against Northern Illinois. They trailed early. I think it was like, 11 or 13 points? Iowa State trailed to Northern Illinois, but come back and take care of business 70-52 on Tuesday night.
Yeah, they weren't making shots all night. They hit, I think, 3 of 24 threes, so that was, you know, something that I think over time they'll shoot the ball better than that. They have been. But they got after it defensively, especially in the second half. They really got after the rebounds and it kind of set a tone early in the second half that they weren't going to get pushed around. And that was good. And it really dominated the second half of that game. I think it's a real positive thing for them going into a week between games.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to host Southern Miss on Tuesday night. So they've got a week to kind of regather, regroup, and you know it won't be long now before they're off to the Bahamas to face some great competition, starting with Michigan. So,
mm-hmm.
got to make the most of the last couple opportunities they have before they get out there.
Awesome, sounds good. That should be a good one. Again, they'll be at home on Tuesday night for that game against Southern Miss. Have a great call on Saturday afternoon, John. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon, for having me. Appreciate it.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.